Marv Levy, and he's not about lying in the fetal position and whimpering, and neither is Steve Young. Steve, are you getting a break after this long season or what?
I'm just laying in the fetal position right now, Nick, so trying to relax and enjoy it. Yeah, no, I've got my ESPN duties give me a couple. I don't have to do a wild card or the divisional weekend, so I've been with the kids and doing really fun things.
Speaking of the fetal position, you've had a number of kids, and that has been a nice change, I'm sure, and a nice new chapter in your life.
Yeah, we got three little ones, and it's diapers and kids and T-ball and all the fun stuff. Dad is loving every minute of it.
Tell me, what is it like for you, for people that wonder what it's like for a guy that went to the highest level, and we're talking about getting to that time of year when others are dreaming of those things, particularly people that have come so close but still have it to prove, like a Peyton Manning. What's it like for you, having done that, and now that it's over? I know for myself, having played so many games and being so close but never making it, is there still an ache? Is there still a sense of a void when this time of year comes around? All of that energy, all of that focus, all of that adrenaline that you poured into your career, do you still miss it?
I think you miss it after the years go by. This is, I think, my seventh year of not playing football. The years go by, and you don't miss it so viscerally anymore. It's not like you can, you know, you smell it like you did the first couple of years that you left. I think emotionally, when you get to the big games or you see a playoff game and you remember what it was like, and oh boy, that was fun. I wish I could do that again. That's the kind of emotion. You know, the first couple of years, I would almost start running out the door to try to get to the stadium. You know, so those days are over. But you know, people need to realize that, you know, guys that have played professional football they're the professional, and that's what they've done for their whole lives. That's what they know. It's what they're great at. And when you finish playing football, you're not great at anything else. You know, you're good at other things. You're not great at anything else. You want to do what you're great at. And so when you talk about Super Bowls and playoffs, and you talk about Peyton Manning, those are the things that you remember. Regular season games do tend to, you know, kind of blur together. But playoff games and Super Bowls especially, those are the things that not only the fans but the players remember, and your own career. And so that's what you talk about. That's one of the things that are most meaningful. And so if you haven't been to a Super Bowl and there's a conversation amongst other athletes saying, oh, yeah, we won, we beat the Cowboys, or we beat you sit there because you don't have anything to say. You didn't do it. And that's not really a reflection. I think the important point to make, Nick, is it's not a reflection of your career or who you were individually, because I think it's not right. I mean, you can't say, oh, he's not as good of a player because he didn't go to the Super Bowl, because the football is the ultimate team game. So if you're going to make it the ultimate team game, then make it the ultimate team experience going to the Super Bowl. Now, a quarterback has a tremendous amount to do with that, but in the end,
he does.
You know, you have to be able to step away from, be able to say, hey, Peyton's had a great career. If he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, it's still a great career. But individually, you'll be missing a little something.
Will you do me a favor and write a letter to the guys at the Hall of Fame? Tell them us kickers have a little bit less say in that, and for those of us that didn't make the Super Bowl, I'd really appreciate that. Len Dawson had a comment. I don't want the show to be about me, so I'm going to just change subjects really quickly, even though that really rings true close to my heart. Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show about this situation, about the ache in the heart of a Peyton Manning.
Confidence. Now, you know, talk about Peyton Manning and what's he thinking. You better believe that it's on his mind, the fact that he's never been to the Super Bowl. And this is on his mind. And so when things like that are on your mind, that means that you're not focusing and concentrating on what you really should do. And the other side over there with the Patriots, this ragtag bunch of guys, you know, whoever they throw in there, that seems to work. And it starts with Belichick, the coach, and it trickles down to their quarterback, in Brady, and I think that, you know, Brady is one heck of a pressure type of a quarterback. I think that he's going to be able to go in there and win against the Colts, because the Chiefs had a shot at beating them there, and they're not nearly as good.
That's Len Dawson. So getting back to what Len said, how much can Peyton Manning, in a year when he is truly mature enough to deal with this, when it has been thrust in his face for many years, how much is he going to be able to shake off those distractions and simply focus at the task at hand and overcome this jinx?
Well, I'm not much of a jinx guy, but I think that you play well. If you play well, you'll usually win. And the thing is that Peyton and the Colts have not played well, at those last games when they haven't made the Super Bowl, whether it's a championship game or a divisional game or being beat by the Jets in the first round a few years ago. You know, it really comes down to playing great football. And so please don't refer to it as a jinx, because I don't think it really can get in your head.
That's a little unfair.
I think it can get in your head, and it isn't. You know, you cannot. I mean, it's almost like saying, you know, oh, it's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal, and it's in your head. It's sports. I mean, when I didn't beat the Cowboys for a couple years, it's in your head because that's all you hear. You're human, and to block it out makes you inhuman, which is not the case for anybody. So it's in there, and especially being the Patriots, he's going to ad nauseum. He's going to try to block it out and try to avoid hearing any radio or TV or newspaper. Just avoid it, you know, because it makes it so much better. And then go try to play football. But the second he makes a mistake on the weekend, Sunday, he'll start to think, geez, you know, do I press? Do I not press? Do I overthink it? Do I underthink it? And it becomes the nature of sports, which is it's very psychological. It's very in your head. And that's especially in football, because you don't play every day. You play every 7 days. And so it's always, a problem until you overcome it. And then it's not a problem. So, you know, to me, it's not that much even a debate. It's like it's in his head. It has been for a while. And it's going to be there until it's done.
Well, what I think, too, is what I've seen with Peyton is it's almost better that he's thrown one touchdown and five interceptions, because the bottom line is he knows he doesn't have to do it all. He doesn't have, even Tom Brady, the same thing, three interceptions, but they found a way to win. Ultimately, even as they were saying during the game, you know, Baltimore's holding them to field goals, and when you hold them to field goals, you're always in the game. The bottom line is they got it done. And so for that reason, I believe Peyton is a little bit more calm, that he realizes he doesn't have to be perfect. Let's go to the specifics of this, because I believe one of the key things will be, of course, that run game. They were able to stop a die in the game. Rhodes came through in a pretty big way. What do you think about this matchup between the Colts running game and the Patriots run defense?
Well, the Patriots have shown that they can scheme. The unique part of the Patriots that people don't run, you know, maybe they understand this generally but not specifically. So today's Tuesday. So Bill Belichick, this is the day, players' day off usually, and the game plan's being devised. He's rewriting the defensive game plan, rewriting it from scratch. In today's game with free agents, nobody does that, because the players can't change that fast. They haven't been there long enough. They haven't been together long enough. Well, Bill Belichick demands it from his players, unlike maybe anyone else in the league. There's others that are starting to mimic it. But he will rewrite the whole book, and that the whole game plan will be completely different, directed right at the Colts. And that's why it's so hard to defend. You know, you can say, oh, well, you know, you want matchups. Everybody wants to talk about certain key matchups of certain guys. Really, it's tactics in this case. And so tactically, they're going to be able to get after the Colts, where they beat up the receivers. They'll demand the referee and the side judge to actually throw the flag as they maim the receivers and tight ends as they leave the line of scrimmage. They'll throw the flag two or three times a half. Fine, 5-yard penalty, illegal defensive holding or something like that. And then the other 20 times they don't call it, their timing will be off. Peyton will be back there patting the ball, starting to get on the run. And just as you saw last week, look. They held him to 15 points. Peyton was running around. He made one big throw at the end. Everything said that game that they would get beat. They just happened to run into another offense that was even more inept. So they lucked out in that way. That's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to do the same thing. They're going to have to demand that they overplay on the tactics of Bill Belichick.
Well, when we come back, Steve, you can join us for a few more minutes. I'd love to talk a little bit more about the Patriots' offensive line and what it is about them that enables them to step it up. We talk about Tom Brady with the big throws, but you watch the protection he got at the end of that game. You know, he knows he's going to get the protection at the most important times. We'll come back and talk about that and maybe touch a little bit also on the matchup between the Saints and the Bears. Talking with one of the most thoughtful and successful players in NFL history, Steve Young. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 120.